This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Started out 27 years ago, right here in Austin, Texas. I just couldn't even imagine we'd be here. January 1st, the year is 2020. It was 2020. Now it's 2021. January 1st, 2021, not 2020. 2020 was a hellish year. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if I was you, I would get yourselves strapped in because I think 2021 is going to get even crazier. It's the old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. It is Friday, January 1st, 2021. And I want to open the phones up in the first hour ahead of Roger Stone with major exclusive information joining us and Robert Barnes with major exclusive information. He's been working since the election for President Trump, going all across the country. He was there in Georgia with us and other areas, but he was off the radar then. And he can really give you the serious path to victory that Trump still has, but it is a narrowing window like an Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark where he rolls under as the wall lowers down and closes and reaches through and grabs his whip right as it slams shut. I mean, it's like a Robin Hood shot now of firing the arrow and splitting the arrow. You know, I've actually done that quite a few times, even 50 yards, split arrows. It can be done if you just relax, don't think about it, and loose the arrow very smoothly. You can hit the last arrow that is sticking in the bullseye. Of course, with composite arrows, they don't tend to split them, but back in the old days with the wooden arrows, I've done it quite a few times. So the Death Star shot can be achieved, but it takes public pressure. It takes prayer, it takes precision, it takes providence, and it's happening. At least 140 House Republicans plan to object to Biden electoral votes. They're pressuring Josh Hawley to not contest. Pence has asked the judge to toss out Louie Gohmert's lawsuit seeking to overturn fraudulent election results. We have as much watch video. Jovan Pulitzer, the top Stanford research scientist, reveals electronic voting machines in Georgia communicating with vendor in China. The legislature ordered the ballots to be saved, but then they have video of dump trucks there loading them and taking them to the landfill desperately like drug addicts or drug dealers flushing cocaine down a toilet when the police raid a crack house. I mean, this is not just open and shut. This is classical guys running out of the bank with bags of money in their hands when the cops pull up with a SWAT team. This is just unbelievable. But you've got total media blackout, mainstream media blackout. You've got the real universe over here with Infowars.com and Gateway Pundit and a few others. But even Newsmax and the rest of them are going along the line now that it is Joe Biden and the Joe Bidens who we're going to now have for the next 4 years. What a nightmare scenario. So it is Friday, January 1st, 2021. Hard to believe. What an incredible time. They're coming with forced inoculations of recombinant DNA that mutagenically manipulates your cells. In it is jellyfish genomes, dead human genomes, another nightmare ingredients. Just you can't make that up. Couldn't imagine, say, in 1996 when I was on air, saying in the year 2021, we'll have a world government, the UN's in charge, we're all wearing masks. And they're coming with inoculations to be able to buy and sell. And things are completely empty in New York and in L.A. But in Wuhan, they are open for a big, gigantic party celebrating the end of America and saying we will never reopen. Because we are cowards like Chicken Little. They call us the scared little chicken in China. Now they know that story. And they did such a good job with Bill Gates and the media. Such a good job destroying America. At least they think so. We'll be right back. This is the InfoWar. The year is 2021. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, Activated Charcoal Toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your Activated Charcoal Toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 The first day of the new year, 2021. It really is hard to believe that 2020, this insane year, is now in the past, and we're pulling away rapidly into the future in the space-time continuum. It is now Friday, January 1st, 2021, and I intend to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today. Roger Stone's got a lot of big intel and breaking news and information joining us in the second hour exclusively. Then Robert Barnes, who has been a lawyer quietly working for President Trump on the election fraud, will be joining us with the cold hard facts in the third hour today. And then in the fourth hour, we've got Dale Bigtree and the admitted science and the admitted documentation that these vaccines are tied to actually making you have a bigger autoimmune response to other COVID-19 viruses or regular coronaviruses and infertility. Now, you've already heard that from top scientists and top researchers, but now it's happening. And so this is such a bold and insane power grab by the globalists. You have to ask, how do they think they're going to get away with this? If you understand psychology, I call it too evil to fail. When they engage in something this massive, something this big, something this criminal, and they get the general public and millions of doctors and nurses and healthcare practitioners and drug reps and media operatives and mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and pastors and school administrators and counselors to go along with telling people to take the vaccine, the social engineers have noticed that most people, when they're part of a crime, when they're part of something corrupt, when they get manipulated into doing something wrong, they don't say they're wrong. They decide to get even more delusional and to sign on to even more excesses and more extremes. And there's many examples of this that you could point out throughout history, but it's a well-known phenomenon. And the one that I've personally experienced with coworkers and even not distant family, but not really close family, I'm very embarrassed about it, is online scams. Everybody knows about Nigerian email scams. They're one of the most popular, one of the most prolific, but there's lots of groups doing it. And you get an email that, hey, the royal bloodline of Prince Abubu wants to give you $1,000. He's got money locked up, millions in this bank account, but he is unable because of sanctions to get it out or whatever. If you'll just give him $1,000, you will be given $20,000. And when you give him the $1,000. They go, well, he's ready to give you even more money, but he needs $5,000 more, but now he's going to give you $500,000. And usually most people, once they've given $1,000, they don't want to admit they got conned. They give the larger amount. And then if you've already given them like $20,000, $30,000, a Cadillac will pull up at your house because they've got, you know, some of the guys in the scam all over the country. They'll be in royal robes and say, I am the representative of Prince of Boo Boo. He thanks you graciously. Let's make a phone call to him. And he will graciously thank you from Nigeria. And then some people will mortgage their house to give $100,000 to Prince of Boo Boo. Because now Prince of Boo Boo is going to give you $50 million. And again, I knew a guy, a GCN talk show host, that said, I'm being offered $100,000 by Nigerians. I've already given them $5,000. And I called the guy, and I said, that's a scam, bro. Are you joking? Or are you part of this? And he said, screw you. You're just jealous. I'm going to get all this money. And then he actually got ripped off. That's a radio host. And then had a nervous breakdown. So, but again, people want something that's too good to be true. That's why lottery tickets are so successful. If you want to buy lottery tickets, go ahead and do it. But it's designed to sell you false hope. And you statistically will get struck by lightning before you're going to win a major lottery ticket. But I have found when people get conned, most of the time, they get mad at you, and they don't want you to tell them they're being conned. They think you're acting uppity and are trying to impress them or trying to put them down. And it's the same thing with these vaccines. I know exactly why they did all this. They had this plan for a long time. They launched it a little bit early because they were worried about Trump and nationalism and all the rest of it. But the vaccine's got its own mission, but it's part of a larger operation. In December of last year, excuse me, now of 2019, so in December of 2019, so 13 months ago, excuse me, we're already in 2021, that takes getting used to. You saw us play the clips here. They had a UN summit in Switzerland with the head of the WHO and all the vaccine experts, a two-day summit, put it out, gave it no attention, though. We didn't learn about it for a couple weeks. But so on record, they said, we should halt the World Vaccine Program. The doctors don't trust us. It's killing people. It's not tested. Big Pharma tells us what to do. We're not comfortable doing this. Already at that point, they'd released COVID-19 out of Wuhan. They were already planning the big hysteria. They were already planning the big global UN rollout. Failing forward. Too big to fail. Too evil to fail. So that now we're not talking about the 50 million that's estimated autistic boys in the world from vaccines, all industrialized countries where they take the vaccines. Doesn't even exist in non-industrial areas. Doesn't exist in the Amish. And the tens of millions every year that get cancer from vaccines and all the other problems. That all gets washed away by the COVID hysteria. And, oh, yeah, there's some adverse reactions. Don't worry about it. And then they just swamp the media with, yeah, this person died, that person died. Yeah, somebody got paralyzed, big deal, move on, until it just becomes background noise while they silence all the anti-vaxxers, while they silence all the medical doctors and scientists and mothers and activists and, you know, the big pharma whistleblower. She ends up at 47, that's my age, dead in her house. We've got the documents out of Australia where the government was talking to big pharma heads and they were talking about killing anti-vaxxers, as they call us. We're not anti-vaxxers. We're anti-megacorporations with globalist depopulation agendas with a long history of secret testing and tainting things, wanting to put in us a whole new generation of systems that mutate our cells on record. Now, there's the headline of the Washington Post. Anti-vaxxers are dangerous. Make them face isolation, fines, and arrest. Print that for me. Did you hear that? Make them face isolation. Fines and arrest. You don't like getting Guillain-Barre's? You don't like getting Bell's palsy? You don't like getting type 1 diabetes? You don't like getting cancer? You don't like dying? You don't like having convulsions? You don't like getting sterilized? You don't like becoming totally allergic to every coronavirus out there? Is what most experts say this is going to do? What are they going to do when fabulous numbers of people are dying from the common cold, from an autoimmune response, just like the 1917 flu with an influenza virus? It's the same thing. They're going to call it COVID-20, 21, 22, 23. That's the plan. And that's why virologists and top scientists have said this is going to actually trigger people to die. And even the FDA says, well, it might make COVID worse when you take the vaccine, when you come into contact with the COVID again. Just what Wolfgang Ludarg, the head of the EU Advisory Commission and the former head of Pfizer, wrote that lawsuit on December 1st and filed in the EU as an injunction against this damn vaccine, and they didn't block it. And they say right there, top scientists tell us this will probably cause an autoimmune response like the 1917 flu and kill people, not from the virus, but the autoimmune response. You're going to give people an allergic response to the common flu and the common cold. What the hell are you doing? Well, we know what they're doing. They're coming to kill us. And that's the facts. Too evil to fail. That's the plan. My God, the Antichrist world government system is here.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Take your phone call specifically on what do you think we should do in the year 2021 to take back our liberties. I say we stop complying with the mask mandates. We start filing lawsuits on businesses and companies that try to make their employees wear them. I say everybody should be filing lawsuits and doing boycotts of companies that try to make their employees take these toxic inoculations. We should call for Congress to strip the vaccine liability protection laws of 1986 out and make these companies be liable. I think we should strip Section 230 that Trump's trying to do out of big tech so that they can't operate as these monopoly combines. There's so much we need to discuss what needs to be done. And I think in the year 2021, Trump needs to level the American people that he thought this was a regular vaccine and he thought that he was trying to get the economy going again and didn't understand that this was designed to never allow the economy to operate, and they now admit that the vaccine, quote, won't even protect you from COVID, and it'll actually make you get sicker. That's such an incredible fine print admission that Trump needs to get this millstone that he tied around our neck and his neck off of us, and he needs to reverse the biggest single failure, his going along with this whole vaccine situation. And Trump also needs to admit that he didn't do enough to go after the massive systemic censorship and racketeering cartel activities of big tech working together as a combine, as a oligopoly to suppress competition. That is absolutely illegal and is beyond just running major trust operations, major monopoly operations. But what else needs to be done? What is your declaration of independence in the year 2021? 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, first-time callers, long-time callers, and I will put nurses or doctors that call in at the head of the line. Just tell us, 877-789-2539. I got a lot of footage of cops now being arrested for slamming men and women down who aren't wearing masks in public. Good, arrest them. That's assault. We've got footage of police following people home that aren't wearing their mask. A lot of sickening virtue signaling. We need to put major pressure on the police to follow the Constitution and Bill of Rights and point out that the very same leftists pushing this hoax are the ones that want to take control of the police and put them under the United Nations. So I'm pro-police when they're pro-law and order and pro-Constitution, but when they become globalist minders and violate that oath, they become enemies of the Republic. That doesn't mean we shoot them in the head like Black Lives Matter or Antifa, but we shoot them with truth and information and education and reality, and we put pressure on their bosses and pressure on the legislatures to make sure that they understand the big picture. Because the police just want to comply. That's why you look at black neighborhoods, the crime rates have exploded because the cops won't go in there now in the poor black neighborhoods. Because they don't want to make a mistake and get arrested or put in prison. It's the same thing. Cops go, oh, I'm supposed to tackle somebody who isn't wearing a mask at the mall, but a Black Lives Matter comes in here and knocks out windows, I'm not supposed to arrest them. That's showing you how the police are political creatures like anything else, and we need to stand up and not just blindly support the police. We need to support the police when they support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So that's another big issue we need to be breaking down at 877-789-2539. But, of course, they had a fake study that, oh, when Black Lives Matter marched by the millions, they didn't contribute to COVID. They actually made it better. But when you have a church service, it's bad. This is the type of ridiculous gaslighting the system puts in our faces. Now, again, Roger Stone's going to join us talking about the big rallies coming up the 5th and 6th, what he thinks Trump's strategy should be to win, how big it is, this date on the 6th, when we do have over 140 House members and senators that are going to try to block the seating of these delegates from five states. This is going to go into an incredible constitutional crisis. And to lay that out, we then have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes joining us in the third hour. Then Dale Bigtree popping in on the deadly vaccines and the rally they've got coming up on the 6th of D.C. as well. And then Dr. Nick Begich. So quite a transmission lined up for you on the first broadcast of 2021. January 1st, 2021. We are here. When we come back, I'm going to go right to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into this in the final segment. Wuhan locals pack the streets to celebrate New Year's as the rest of the world suffers under COVID lockdowns. All they do is set the PCR test to say there's no COVID. They now say China is COVID-free. Who believes that? Absolute, total communist crap. They can turn their economy on. They can turn their economy off. They can make up whatever statistics they want. That's why the Canadian Prime Minister said he admires communist China's dictatorship and wants that for Canada. 2021 is the year when humanity must go on the offensive against globalism. 2021 is the year when humanity must go on offense against globalism. Live New Year's show is live at band.video and infowars.com. I hope you take that page and email it, and text message it, and word of mouth it, and Facebook it, and Parler it, and Twitter it, and Telegram it, because that's how we reach new people. That's how we stay on air. That's how we override the globalists. And I can't tell you how many people. I was on with Tim Dillon last night for an hour on his very popular podcast, millions of viewers. And he had a guest host who was listening to me 10, 15 years ago. And he said, but when you got deplatformed, I thought you were off air and didn't know you were on air. How many callers yesterday? Three callers brought that up on air yesterday. They said, Alex, when you got deplatformed 3 years ago, I thought you were off the air. Think of that mind control. Like a Jedi mind trick. Alex Jones is off the air now. Alex Jones has failed. Alex Jones lost a lawsuit. None of that was even true. Alex Jones is gone. And there we are on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations and a huge audience at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that now is many times bigger than it ever was. Our hardcore audience at Band.Video and InfoWars.com is three, four, five times, depending on the day, what it was then. Before we were distributed out there, huge on Facebook, huge on Twitter, huge on YouTube. But then they crushed us down to here, like, you know, sending us off to be in exile, and that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger because of you. You are the resistance. You are the info war, and you absolutely blew them away. And so you're the hardcore audience that knows we're on air and knows we should have URLs, we should have our own websites. The answer to all this censorship and all this centralization, all this control, is to build our own systems. We've got our other social media networks and things like that, like Parler, that are exploding. That's great. But you need media production houses with researchers and journalists and camera crews and analysts and legal advice to be able to put on a resistance to the globalists. And that's why the brain trust that is InfoWars is so precious. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us on the air into the year 2021. This is the house you built, and I thank you and salute you.
3, 2, 1.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal stress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block again. is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Patriots Worldwide.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Rising up, my friends, not laying down. You get stronger when you fight back, not weaker. It's the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. I could have chosen to be a victim under all the lawsuits, the lies, the physical attacks, the censorship, the demonization. Instead, I took the bull by the horns. You steadfastly did the same thing, and we're here stronger than ever. God bless you all. Okay. We're going to go to Dennis and Greg and Jason and Tim and Adam and Chase and John and Michael and Brian, everybody else, here in just about 30 seconds, but I want to say this one more time. You turn on any television set, you turn on any radio, you hear, take your vaccine, it's wonderful, it's perfect, it never hurts anybody, do it, do it, do it. This is a giant globalist takeover to set the precedent, to put in our bodies what they want, when they want. This is the whole world government agenda. This is the mark of the beast. This is the tracking system. This is it. And yes, Trump has failed at this critical juncture on this critical issue. He has gone along with it. And I thought he was doing that to take control of the agenda from him to get things unlocked, which partially they've done. And I understand that Trump's not a scientist. It doesn't matter. Trump won the election. The Democrats are trying to steal it. They want him out of the way because Joe Biden is 500 times worse. So I support Trump. The Bidens are literal mentally ill demons who can't even, you know, get a confetti popper to go. They're perfect puppets. That's coming up. But we need to put pressure on Trump with 19 days left in office to wake the hell up about these vaccines. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Jason in Oregon. What are you planning to do, or what do you think is coming in 2021? Because it's not coming, it's here.
Good morning, Alex. So good to be on with you again. Just want to let you know, I used to call in as Jason from Germany, but I had to get my family out of Germany, brought them back to the States after Trump was reelected because...
Well, I remember, you've been calling for what, 4 or 5 years?
Yes, sir. I've been listening longer than that, but I had to get my family out because of the invasion, which you're well aware of. And
the Islamic invasion.
Yes, sir. Brought my family here back to my home state of Oregon, which I love and wanted to put down roots in. Unfortunately, as you know, it didn't work out here. The West Coast appears to be become aligned with Chinese interests more than anything else with the shutdowns here, acting as an economic block to destroy people's lives.
Oh, so, China brags. They say, invest here. We control the upper circles of the U.S. They will never reopen. Never. They say, we will, and they laugh. And they're out, not wearing masks, partying, totally open, laughing at us.
That's right. So, anyway, we're moving out to Texas, man. Maybe one of these days we'll actually get to see each other. But I look at Texas as kind of the last stand for freedom lovers.
You know, I agree, because Tucker Carlson had the governor on a few days ago. And a lot of people are dumb that are moving here, don't know why. They show they're running from themselves. But I'd say more than half the people coming are running from the communism, from the socialism, from the globalism, from the Islamification. And so Texas isn't perfect, but it is shaping up to kind of be the last stand in the future.
Well, I think it's time for people, patriots and freedom lovers, to start building their own systems, as we've talked about before on your show, building community, building co-ops with each other, creating separate systems that cannot be controlled.
I agree. In the future, we need to build communities, media organizations, medical systems, legal systems that are separate from the Babylonian world government satanic order. Thank you so much. You know, I was looking at one of the video thumbnails on band.video. I forget the exact headline. Guys, go to band.video, and it's of an ancient European drawing of the devil from the Dark Ages, from the Middle Ages, eating a baby. There it is. Now, you can go back 3,000 years and see paintings of the devil in China, in Greece, in Egypt, and then, you know, later into the Roman Empire and then into Christendom. And it's always the same. A horned god eating babies. And you go, oh, that's just back in the past. No. The whole system is about aborting babies, killing our genetics, killing the fruit of us, killing our future. Children are the symbol of the future. The devil wants to destroy your future. So let's put that back on screen. We're facing the same spirit that we were facing back then. And in every ancient drawing of the devil, it's eating children and or drinking their blood and tearing them limb from limb. Okay? So that's its goal. What's the goal here? Total destruction. All right, let's go ahead and go to Adam in Florida. Adam, thank you for holding.
Alex, thanks for letting me call back. The other day, you cut me off. I was kind of being, you know, sarcastic but serious about Hunter Biden, and he did have.
No, I apologize. I was in a really bad mood and just kind of snapped on you for no reason. Go ahead.
Well, I want to give you some credit for, first off, I know it's a little off subject, but you would be one of the best preachers if you could just take what day you do it on, but maybe once a week, once a month. But you were the person that got me through politics to finally accept Jesus as my savior. And I'm not trying to say that to be silly. It's really true. It was first politics, but I did realize that it's about, you know, for we wrestle not with against flesh and blood, against principalities, powers, you know, how it goes, you know. So
Well, brother, I mean, I'm just like you. We're all the same. And I have a connection to God, even though I'm a sinner, and I have the Holy Spirit. And people recognize that. It's energetic. It's spiritual. You recognize it in me. I recognize it in you. And that is the congregation coming together. The problem is, you go to most of these churches, the Holy Spirit's not there. It's people wanting to come together, but there's a spirit over it wanting to control it. So the devil's greatest toehold is these fake churches who aren't saying a word about the world government, the mark of the beast to buy and sell. They're bringing the QR codes in. They're doing the thermometer test. They're going along with it, most of them. But it's also real churches around the country, like Rodney Howard Brown and others, that are leading the fight against it. So the church is real. You just got to find a real one.
Just thinking at the end of the day, you could win some souls. But that's not really why I called. I was, you know, Hunter Biden. He's going to have his art exhibition. He's, you know, you heard that coming up. He got, you know, his rotten teeth fixed, his Pornhub channel. And I wonder how that's just going to go away, if the media is really just going to keep ignoring it. You know, I couldn't imagine if it was.
Well, that's what this is really all about. The New World Order offers corrupt people false salvation and to act with impunity, commit whatever crimes, run sex rings, torture people, be a pedophile. Be a traitor. That's what this is all about, is be in our club, and we will give you protection. But really, it just brings down the whole civilization.
Think, like, back in 2008, when we went from Bush to Obama, there was, like, a crash, I remember, with the economy. I felt like maybe they crashed it down so Obama would have credit for building it back. I wonder if they're going to have this dark winter thing play out here between February, you know, because we don't have much winter left. Is it going to go February to March, real hard times? Biden gets credit for building back from the bottom after they burn it down. You know what I mean? I wonder.
I think that's one of their plans, but they're going to announce they fixed it while at the same time, once these people get you down and get their hands around your neck, they never want to let loose. The whole goal was always to make us poor. The whole goal was always to kill kids. The whole goal was always to bring us to our knees. So do they ever take their boot off the blue cities? No. Do they ever take their boot off the third world? No. Do they ever take their boot off Africa? No. And so I don't think the boot's ever coming off. In fact, they've said that. They're all going to get more rich. They're all going to be more powerful. But for the general public, I think things are going to get far worse. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to break, come back with more calls, and I'll get into all of the vaccine news, all the election news. Roger Stone is coming up separately. We've got a lot of products that are now back in stock. Well, thank you for your support. Without you, we won't be here. Pollen Block is a natural anti-allergy, anti-seasonal discomfort from quail eggs. It's got this natural form of anti, you know, pollen-type activation. And I love it. It works really well. They taste sweet. You chew them up in your mouth. It's been sold out for 8 months. The supply chains broke down. Pollen Block is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And so is Living Defense. So is X2. So is Supermel Vitality. And so is our fluoride-free activated charcoal toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Between 25 and 50% off, they're all great products you need. And it funds the only independent true media network in the world.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls.
Well, it was 11 months ago we saw the cities locked down, people being welded into their homes, men in hazmat suits, women being shot in the head at checkpoints, people just randomly falling down everywhere. And all of it was fake, all of it was theater, included with people racing in with stretchers into hospitals, and then you'd see the camera director waving everyone. People having convulsions, why it was the end of the world, 5% death rates. 2.5 million Americans will be dead within months. And then we saw the fake hospitals with the actors going in and out in circles. We saw it all. And a few months in, they said, oh, the whole country is unlocked now. And now they don't wear their mask. And here's some footage. We'll go ahead and roll this with audio. Of the New Year's celebration in Wuhan and all over China last night. They're open for business and we aren't. But if you look at Times Square, or you look at the Seattle Space Needle, no one's allowed out on the street. Martial law. They tried that in Austin. The governor said it was illegal. And they showed a giant virus with huge, super complex Operation Blue Beam. You ever wanted to know what Operation Blue Beam looks like? That's it. Now they roll out all the advanced technology. Now they roll it out. They show you a giant virus opening up like an alien flower and a huge moth being released and spewing out viruses. They're letting you know you ain't in Kansas anymore. That's from King 5 Television. The same thing in New York, same thing in London, same thing in Germany. You're not allowed to have those fireworks, folks. You're going to have all that virtual reality. Oh, but some people still showed up, so they stuck them two-person to a pin. If they signed up and registered, a few lucky people were allowed to go to New York. And again, going to Seattle looks like aliens are invading, releasing their viruses, releasing their 5G antennas to then microwave everyone. They're now releasing all these new life forms that are flying around and invading us. Part of this was declassified in the 90s. That they had a multi-million dollar program with giant hologram machines that could show up to 2,000 foot tall alien spacecraft, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, and reportedly did some of this in the first Iraq war, making a bunch of Iraqis give up and wave their arms and say, we will submit. So imagine, ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 foot tall jellyfish swimming around over Seattle. If you're a radio listener, that's the video at Infowars.com. We've got the video posted. In fact, have this video posted in the live show feed area of the show today where we talk about taking the world back from globalists in 2020. So this is all the stuff they didn't tell you they had, all the stuff that really nobody knew was there. I told you 16 years ago that a friend of mine is a big movie producer. Was talking to James Cameron, and James Cameron said, yeah, we were going to roll out new movie theaters where you sit in a circle around it, and it's a hologram, but the decision was made in the future there won't even be movies anymore. So I'm moving to New Zealand for the end of the world, and I'm going to get all these ships and things so that it looks like you can write it off as an oceanic researcher, but really, in case even New Zealand falls, I've got a fleet of ships during the depopulation operation. Remember I told you that 15, 16 years ago, and now he admits basically all of that. And so imagine all the technology they've got. Life extension, you name it. They've got mRNA programming that does kill cancer. They've got gene therapy that 100% knocks out colon cancer. They've got it that knocks out lung cancer. They've got it that knocks out brain cancer. You're not going to get it. You know what you get? Look at that big Illuminati pyramid, Heaven's Gate deal. I mean, this is signaling for the cosmos to bring in. Look at that. How the space unit looks like a flying saucer. See, it's all been pre-planned, generation after generation for the rollout. Now they say in a year and a half they're going to release all the secret contact with alien information. They're going to tell you they didn't come from a star system. They came interdimensionally. But it's really a demonic invasion. All the super technology can be given to you. All the life extension. You just got to pledge allegiance to the world leader. What did I tell you yesterday? How they'll go to the public commons, and they'll go to the public squares, and they'll go to the obelisk, and they will project the image of the beast, and everyone will worship the image of the beast, and everyone worldwide will see the beast at the same time, because it will appear in their markets and their temples and their synagogues. This is the Bible. And they will worship. Let's go back to 2012 at the Olympics in London. A 100-foot tall Grim Reaper with Mary Poppins descending by the hundreds as Grim Reapers, taking the children and putting them in beds and injecting them, and then they die. And then the Grim Reaper takes them up to hell. Up to hell, you see the sky. And here come the nurses, they're the army, they're the force, they're the NIH, and there are the children, soon to have gags put on their faces, medical Sharia law. And here comes Mary Poppins, now a witch in a dark uniform, an agent born out of the loins of the angel of death, the Grim Reaper. And now the children will be lifted up into the mouth of the Grim Reaper. Oh, it's so liberal. As long as you, like New York and other states, keep the babies comfortable. we say legally they don't live, even though we keep them alive until all the orders come in, and then we take their organs because it's liberal. And now they're coming with the mRNA vaccine. Now they're coming with the mRNA vaccine to take over your entire body. So the Grim Reaper comes down with his Mary Poppins, collapses into a pile on the floor, and like Salem's Lot, then rises back up and gathers the children unto death. Oh, these are the good guys. These are the NAMBLA people. These are the Jeffrey Epstein people. These are the controllers that think they own you and your family. And now it's coming out from Linwood and others what we already knew about Chief Justice Roberts and his connections to child kidnapping rings and the Clintons and the disappearing children. And it's all coming out. But they're telling you in their symphony of death as the Grim Reaper is, I'm sorry, a 200-foot-tall Grim Reaper is a conductor who now conducts the children floating off the ground up into its arms. Why is this what they're throwing in our face? Oh, yes, here comes more Grim Reapers to scoop up the children. So let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. They're partying hard. They're having a great time. As the drones fly in, the robot drones, with more little Grim Reapers to then pick the children up and take them to their deaths. And the children are so happy. They go, thank you, death. Thank you. Take me. Kill me. And parents all sit there watching this sick spectacle and billions watch it on TV. And you know it's creepy. You know it's bad. Your subconscious knows what it is. And they're telling you this is a mass human sacrifice ritual as we take your children. Go to band.video. See the ancient Middle Ages 800-year-old carving of the devil eating a child. And now what do you see at the Space Needle? Now what do you see at the Olympics? Now what do you see for real? Now what do you see coming with the mRNA vaccine? Death, sacrifice of your genetics, sacrifice of your fertility, sacrifice of your health. The very takeover of your body in a giant genetic ritual with what they cooked up with full clone genomes of jellyfish and humans injected, taking over every cell in your body, cell by cell. And by the time you figure out you've been hit by it, you don't know what hit you. All right, Brian, Michael, John, everybody, we're going to your calls when we come back. Then it's Six After Stone's on for a couple segments. I'm going to go back to your calls. Then Robert Barnes is coming up. This is not a game. Fight back with what God gave us, vitamin D3, winter sun in stock. Fight back with DNA Force Plus for your mitochondria and your telomeres, back in stock. Fight back with pollen block that God gave us through these quail eggs, InfoWarsStore.com. But mainly fight back by praying and getting close to God and realizing it's okay. The devil's a failure and will always fail. And this is only a test we're going through, but we've got to be true. So hold fast. InfoWarsStore.com in the new year. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to pledge in the new year to spread the word about InfoWars and other great outlets of truth and to support those outlets now more than ever while getting great products. InfoWarsStore.com, X2, and Supernova Vitality back in stock, 50% off. Living Defense discounted as well. These sales won't last long. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.